Hello, Audio Boo. This is Adam Daniel Mazet here at The Real ADM. So this week I'm doing an advanced mixology class. It's actually a bartending class. They don't like the word mixology. Mixology apparently is kind of a supercharged word. It basically means kind of a craftsman of mixing alcoholic beverages in ever-increasingly interesting blends, but with zero personality. The difference between a mixologist and a bartender is a bartender not only knows how to mix drinks like a mixologist, but they know how to make your evening fun, and they know how to make it all about you, and they know how to entertain you and engage you, and basically make the experience exactly what you came out to the bar or the restaurant for. And that's the essential difference. Bartending is not easy work. People think that bartenders are dumb, but they're not. You've got to be really well-rounded. I mean, first of all, they make wickedly insane cash. Bartenders make, like, fabulous money. It's unbelievable some of the amounts of money that I'm hearing some of the bartending instructors earning on a regular weekend and then throughout the course of the week. They make more money than some people working office jobs, and I kid you not. If you're a good bartender and you're fast and you know drinks, you can make a lot of cash very quickly, which is probably why a lot of people have trouble getting out of the hospitality business. Waitresses, waiters, servers, whatever you want to call them alike. I'm learning a lot about different cocktails and stuff like that. Again, I'm not a big drinker. I'm more of a beer guy, to be very frank. I mean, I do occasionally drink a bottle of wine, and I will have an occasional martini if I'm in the mood. But otherwise, I'm sticking strictly to beer, different types of beer from all over the world. But I'm having a blast. I'm the oldest guy in the class, as usual. I like it, though, because I like hanging out with the kids, and I like learning, and I like understanding, if I can say it so pretentiously, I like understanding what their problems are, and I like understanding what's pop culture and what's fresh and what's exciting, because I guess in some ways I'm young at heart, and I enjoy just hanging out with people that have young attitudes. The instructor and I are probably closer to the same age, and I think I might even be a bit older than the instructor, but I just keep my mouth shut. It's kind of fun being involved with it, so there you go. It's kind of an experience. And we're not really, like, contrary to probably what you think, we're not, like, totally sauced out of our gourd throughout the course of the day. Although we do have some pretty wicked tasting sessions, and it starts pretty early in the morning. And the class starts, for example, at 9:30 in the morning, and we go until 4:00. And there's a lot of different tastings. So, for example, I'm tasting a lot of, all kinds of alcohol that I would drink normally on my own, like a lot of different vodkas and gins, and some interesting other combinations of stuff. There's some tequilas and stuff, so it's kind of cool. And we try a different varieties. And